I'm going to go ahead and call it. Yeah. Whoever wins tonight wins the series.
Okay.
There you go.
That's kind of what I was thinking.
There you go. So you think Dallas can win in Miami then, right?
Mm-hmm. If whoever wins tonight wins the series.
All right.
I'm calling it.
You heard it here first.
Okay. This happens more than it should. This whole deal about the Hardin County bodies there.
How bizarre.
And I think that there are probably any number of... Go ahead.
I was going to say, and once again, hats off to the media.
Oh, yeah.
What a fine job of stirring up public unrest.
This is the media's finest hour when they're able to do this.
This is tantamount to fire in a crowded theater.
Yeah. Now, for my part, I don't know exactly what the Hardin County law authorities did that might have driven this thing.
Uh-huh.
Because I have to believe that there are any number of investigations that are going on in Brazos County right now by law enforcement that the media knows nothing about. Because, you know, loose lips sink ships. If you
right.
want to have results, then you need to take care of that. So I'm just afraid that somebody called somebody. Hey, we're going to go out there and push me past some bodies out in the woods. And that's it. That's all it takes. And then it becomes incendiary.
Well, and the icing on the cake was that apparently the detail with which this alleged psychic knew, that only someone who had been in the house would know about the intricacies of the layout of the property and things like that.
Right.
Which, you know, if it's a hoax, then that should pretty well do a decent job of narrowing down the suspect pool.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. But I remember, I think I was watching, I may have had Fox on at the time, and, you know, they broke in with that.
Yeah.
Of course they did.
Just stop. You know, take a breath. Anyhow, the media did not do themselves well at all in the way they handled it.
Well, the 24-hour news cycle is a very hungry beast.
It's ravenous.
It's a very hungry beast. And when you don't have enough food to feed the beast, then sometimes that's why you see these stories that last so long, because, you know, we gotta feed it leftovers.
Yeah,
right.
But it doesn't like leftovers. It likes fresh meat.
Yeah, let's have new stuff.
And boy, was this fresh. So yeah, it was a great job. Great job.
Pat ourselves on the back for that. Hey, and I like this story about if you lose your ticket.
Uh huh.
Because I mean, once again, that's kind of like not getting your tax statement in the mail. You still
right.
owe the tax.
Yeah.
Just because you can't find your ticket. Now we got a way that you can find your ticket.
On the web.
That's it. And you know what? If somebody has your DL number and your birth date,
they're going to find you.
They're going. Yeah. Other people will know about your ticket as well.
That's right.
So
you can just, you know, you just spend, you know, your idle time just writing in names and driver's license numbers.
Well, if you want to do that, you need the data.
See who has a ticket?
Yeah, hey, just see who has a ticket.
Hey, what's your license number?
Yeah. Well, you know, you can do that with the sheriff's office website. You can find out who's, you know, who's been naughty and who's been nice,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah, yeah. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Be the county.
Yeah. The county, yeah.
How would you like to be the PR?
Sheriff's with the county. Yeah,
well,
yeah. Right. There you go. Okay. Go
How
ahead.
Would you like to be the PR person for Delta Airlines today?
I'm not familiar with the latest, because the airline industry is doing so well.
Yeah. Well, Delta pretty much had to pour syrup on it and eat it, because they charged U.S. soldiers returning from Afghanistan $2,800 in luggage fees on their flight from Baltimore to Hotlanta.
Hmm.
While on board, some of the troops expressed their anger on a video that got posted on YouTube. Soldiers said they were told they could check in up to 4 bags on the flight without having to pay any fees. And I've got one who's in the military, and that's what they tell them. I mean, because sometimes they do move within the country using civilian aircraft. They're not on military aircraft, and that's what they do. Delta has, of course, apologized now.
Are they going to refund the money?
Well, believe me, they're going to do more and more than that. And, of course, they're telling us it was all just
a big misunderstanding.
A big misunderstanding. Right.
There was an issue.
It was a clerical error. Yeah. It was a computer problem.
Clearly, under company rules, active military personnel traveling on orders may check up to 4 bags in first class and 3 bags in coach free. The soldiers, of course, did not meet the criteria, since they apparently were traveling with 4 bags in coach.
So
if they
charged them for all 4?
If they'd have just gone to first class.
I was
going to
say, if they'd have just upgraded.
That's right. At some point, there has to be somebody wearing a Delta uniform who goes,
this is crazy.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Let's just stop right here.
Or is it a culture that, really trying to choose my words carefully here. It is a culture like one that might exist in other places where it becomes so large and so convoluted that there is zero accountability because no one has the final say-so.
Yeah.
And what that does is that allows everyone to CYA or cover their action.
Would make it better if somebody took an initiative, you know, if they did an initiative.
But, you know, there's no incentive to that because if you take the initiative, then what you do is that opens you up.
Yeah, you draw attention to yourself.
To be held responsible.
Yeah.
And I pick my words carefully because, you know, they're might be hitting close to home.
I'm thinking the people at the advertising at Southwest Airlines right now, they're probably thinking about how can we make a commercial out of this, you know?
Well, but again, as we mentioned, Southwest not the inexpensive airline anymore that people thought. So they, you know, they need to be.
But they still do the bags fly free
thing. Yeah, see how that works out. Hot and humid, not only here, but if you say, I mean, again, we know heat here, and we're tired of it. That's for sure. But
yeah, it's not. We got two more weeks till summer, right?
Yeah,
it's hot enough right now. I keep thinking high school football season's about to start.
Sure, 102 in Minneapolis yesterday.
Goodness.
Now, they don't know what to do with that.
Yeah, those folks are not wired for that.
No.
I mean, they're people who drive around up there, and they don't have air conditioning in their car on purpose. Okay?
Right. Right. Or even in their house. They might have a couple of fans, but that's it, right?
The city's second earliest 100-degree temperature since 1872 when they started keeping records. Record highs were set yesterday in D.C., and D.C. can be nasty. I mean, it really can.
Oh.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's the
I went to D.C. with the veterans a year ago on May the 1st, so it's been 13 months, and that was one of the hottest days I've ever experienced, and that was on May the 1st in D.C.
Baltimore was 99, Philadelphia 96, Syracuse 97, Burlington, Vermont 92.
Oh, those hippies were miserable.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and wear your corduroy and your flannel today, okay?
Yeah, put on that hemp.
Yeah. And wishing that that Volkswagen bus ever had any air conditioning in it. Of course, it did, but it busted, and you wanted to save the environment.
That's right.
You didn't fix it.
Now you smell like you did 40 years ago.
Oh, man.
Okay, there you go. There, sad news.
I was 20. I smelled like Boone's Farm.
What?
What?
What? Suddenly I crossed the line?
No.
I smell like Boone's Farm and Rum
Dummies
Crooks.
Do it all the time.
Right. Yeah.
Sorry, folks. Sparky's homemade ice cream in Missouri will not be making any more cicada ice cream for the time being. They received a warning from the public health department. This will, of course, disappoint the many customers who made this unique flavor a runaway hit. It was so popular that it sold out over a week ago. Employees collected the cicadas in their backyard, removed most of the dead bugs' wings, then boiled the little bugs, covered them in brown sugar and milk chocolate. The base ice cream was brown sugar and butter flavored.
You know, if you didn't know.
Boy, this is crunchy. What is this?
Is this
heat
good.
Corn? Yeah, is this heat
Look
corn?
At the protein content, too. Wow. Yeah.
So, no more cicada ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
Just to be... Tina Gonzalez of Naples, Florida, under arrest for throwing a piece of birthday cake at her neighbor and punching her.
Oh, see, that's where she went too far.
And biting her on the arm.
And then she went a little bit farther.
Incredibly... alcohol was involved. Tina's 33, had spent most of her son's birthday party.
It was her son's birthday party. Even better.
Getting liquored. Oh, we're not even near done, okay?
Let me curl up and enjoy this one.
She spent most of her son's birthday party getting all liquored up.
Well, you know.
I'll tell you what, them clowns can be stressful.
Yeah. Yeah.
That, police tell the Naples...
That bouncing castle.
Yeah. You know? Oh, we got to get that thing loaded up.
Yeah,
so take off your shoes!
Plus, it's 97 in Naples.
Right.
The relative humidity is 88%. You're in there in that inflatable castle bouncing around.
Right. Would you get my rum bottle? It rolled over in the corner there.
Yeah. Police tell the Naples Daily News they knew it was Tina. Okay.
Watch out, you're about to jump on it. Watch out.
Yeah, really. Quit it. That's mama's.
Just kick it over here. Kick it over here.
No, y'all are... It's plastic. You ain't gonna hurt it.
Oh, that paints a picture.
Are you ready for the payoff?
Oh yeah.
Police tell the Naples Daily News they knew that it was Tina who did the biting. Since the bite marks match the teeth and the gaps in her mouth.
Hi, this is State Major Brenda Keith.